earth and sky.
The moon, it is considered by many people the best site for an astronomical observatory.
You're listening to Peter Chen, a NASA research scientist with the Catholic University of America in Washington. Chen is working on ways to build giant telescopes on the moon.
The reason on the moon is that it has no atmosphere. Therefore, there's no blurring, and there is no absorption.
Chen and colleagues have discovered a recipe for making telescope-quality mirrors with lunar dust mixed with epoxy and carbon nanotubes.
And we just say, hey, wouldn't it be fun? What happens if we try to mix them together? And we made several tries in the laboratory, and we found out, interesting enough, we found something that is very hard. It has a consistency of concrete.
When he coated it with aluminum, Chen said it made a high-quality, inexpensive mirror.
So we say, hey, that makes a very good stable structure. Maybe we can use it in place of glass to make telescope on the moon. And since there's plenty of dust on the moon, hey, you know, there's no limit to how big a telescope we can make.
It's feasible, Chen added, to make a telescope mirror 50 meters in diameter, 5 times bigger than the Keck telescope in Hawaii, and large enough to actually find and see another blue marble, like Earth, out there. When might this happen? So far, Chen said, there are no definite plans. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.